Disneyland Paris, sometimes when you go into attractions and stuff, people will follow you because they just didn't know there was something there. This one followed me home.
Uh-huh. I must have fell right off of the chair.
Don't get me started on the chair, Mama.
It's like a slip and slide.
There's too many Europeans on this show tonight.
Healthman Jaguar Jerk.
I'm sorry, what?
Healthman Jaguar Jerk.
Jaguar. There's a map. What if there's a whole map? I'm not a graphic designer. Tyler's already out the door. This is what I could do.
What does that mean?
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for April 25th, 2022. However, before we get to those, I want to quickly mention this shirt. We got a brand new shirt at carouselproducts.com dedicated to our beloved Rebecca the Male Black Swan, who's no longer with us, but will be remembered for many years to come, especially with this shirt. And the great thing about this shirt is 100% of the proceeds go to the Disney Wildlife Conservation Fund, which helps to take care of all these great creatures in Animal Kingdom and out in the real world. So make sure you pick up this shirt in honor of Rebecca. I know some of the animal keepers at Animal Kingdom have messaged us. They've already picked it up, which is super flattering. And also it has this really cool Earth version of the Carousel Products logo. I love it. I love it so much, I'm going to put it down on the floor here. All right, let's get going with the news. After the Florida Senate voted in favor of dissolving the Reedy Creek Improvement District of Walt Disney World, and then the Florida House of Representatives approved the bill, Governor Ron DeSantis has now signed the special district bill. What a surprise. Quote, people say they have services and utilities. We're going to take care of all that. Don't worry. We have everything thought out, said DeSantis. According to a Florida statute, the bill must be approved by the residents of a special district, usually. Governor Ron DeSantis has been targeting Disney, of course, since they came out against the Parental Rights in Education bill. Constitutional law experts have weighed in on the Reedy Creek Improvement District situation and determined that Disney may have a retaliation case against the state of Florida, according to local news network WFTV9. Quote, once the government provides a benefit, that benefit can't be taken away in a way that is unconstitutional, said Lawrence Walters, a managing partner of Longwood-based Walters Law Group. Recently, DeSantis signed into law that proposal, which would dissolve any districts established prior to November of 1968. That would, of course, be Reedy Creek, which was started in 1967. Quote, you have to prove the retaliation was done for this specific purpose, said Stetson University law professor Paul Boudreau. I'm fairly certain that Disney would have an excellent case and a really great chance of winning a case, he said. Boudreau noted an advantage Florida would have, Disney would be challenging legislation voted on by a large group of people, each with their own motivations. However, he, along with many others, theorized that Disney would likely pursue negotiations with lawmakers to alter the terms of the Reedy Creek District when the regular session resumes in March. With the signing to dissolve Reedy Creek this week, Disney will likely take to the courts to stop the law from being enacted, but the company's efforts may be further complicated due to language in the bill, according to the Orlando Business Journal's Richard Bilbao. Bilbao writes that while Statute 189.072, which is enacted in 2015, says that dissolution may only occur when a majority of the district's residents vote to approve it, the bill that passed through the legislature this week includes the term, quote, notwithstanding Statute 189.072. The ideas behind this language, according to the bill's sponsor, Representative Randy Fine, is that their, quote, perspective is that they've written the bill in such a way to say it's overriding anything that exists in statute that might pertain to the dissolution of Reedy Creek. David Ramba, executive director with the Florida Association of Special Districts Incorporated, notes that, quote, the statute is current law, but the bill adds a new section that doesn't require that. Hence, the legislature changes the law. Ramba added that things could also prove to be more optimistic for Disney as the law wouldn't go into effect until June 2023. With elections taking place this November, the district could very well be reconstituted with changes that satisfy both lawmakers and Disney, claiming, quote, once they get to the details, you can get 85-90% of what's currently in operation reenacted next year. Still, it's going to be a fight in the courts, according to Aubrey Jewett, associate professor and assistant school director at the University of Central Florida School of Politics, Security, and International Affairs, who expressed concern as to the rapid speed with which the bill was passed, saying, quote, if the legislature introduced this through regular session, held committee hearings, and brought in interest parties, lawyers, accountants, and Disney, they could have worked through a lot. At a Democratic National Committee fundraiser on Thursday, President Joe Biden spoke briefly about the ongoing clash between the Walt Disney Company and Florida legislature, according to The Hill. The president, speaking at a fundraiser in Seattle, said, quote, I respect conservatives. There's nothing conservative about deciding you're going to throw Disney out of its present posture because Mickey Mouse. In fact, do you think we should not be able to say, you know, gay? I mean, what's going on here? What the hell is going on? And it's just, it's so, I don't believe it's where the vast majority of the American people are, Biden said. It's mean, it's ugly, it's the way. Look what's happening down in Florida, Biden said. Christ, they're going after Mickey Mouse, he added. It is all getting a bit out of hand at this point, this whole thing. And we'll see if cooler heads prevail in the coming weeks and months. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same. Round trip is $34 for adults, $25 for children, two and under ride free. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Thursday, April 28th is the official halfway mark to Halloween, and Disney Parks has announced several offerings for the day. Soon, Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort will reveal limited-time Halloween-inspired treats for hashtag halfway to Halloween. And on Thursday, April 28th, the Disney Parks will share Halloween announcements on their TikTok account. There will also be a first-of-its-kind TikTok Live beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. It'll be the first time they are live from multiple Disney Park locations around the world and Disney Cruise Line. Disney Parks is inviting guests to Disney Bound as Halloween characters, films, attractions, etc. on that day as well. Walt Disney World has already revealed all the treats that will be available this week and into the future in honor of the halfway mark. You can head on over to our website to read the full list. Of course, what we believe is going to be announced this week is, well, we have the return of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, or is Boo Bash coming back? We are anxiously awaiting the announcement. The Main Street Electrical Parade has officially stepped off at Disneyland to celebrate its 50th anniversary, but Walt Disney World has gotten a taste of all the excitement with a colorful array of merchandise. We found the backpack, ear headband, and tank top at the Emporium and pins at the Frontier Trading Post in the Magic Kingdom. Reportedly, these were sent by accident, that's what they said, even though there was a sign with them for the merchandise, which seems weird, but check them all out on our site. A lot of it's sold out already, but it's interesting that it was here on the East Coast. A new mug is available at Walt Disney World, inspired by the Cinderella Castle birthday cake of the 25th anniversary celebration. The mug is mainly pink, and the outline of Cinderella Castle is created with white ovals, and the entrance is purple. There are candy-like Mickey heads, colorful dots, and gumdrops, and circling the mug are green and white birthday candles. There are three castle windows with Mickey heads sitting on gumdrops inside, and the handle is white with a braided texture like it's the whipped cream from the cake. We found this in the Emporium at Magic Kingdom for $22.99. And you could pretend you hate the castle cake, but it was wonderful. Outside the Magic Kingdom, Orange County Sheriff's deputies confronted Quincy Campbell, who was caught with a gun hanging around his neck going through security. He was already in trouble, obviously, at that point, but that's when the report said Campbell pulled a plastic baggie from his pocket and thrust the contents into his mouth as deputies tried to stop him. They ordered Campbell to spit it out, but Campbell kept chewing. They could see a, quote, chalky white substance around his mouth, the sheriff report said. Quote, I swallowed a piece of gum, Campbell insisted. Deputies didn't believe him. Campbell, 33, of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, was charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, destruction of evidence, and possession of cannabis, according to Orange Circuit Court records. The firearm and evidence destruction charges are felonies, while the cannabis charge is a misdemeanor. Campbell had gone through bag check March 19th when Disney security realized he had a gun in a black bag around his neck. He told deputies he was holding onto the gun for his sister, who has a concealed weapons license. Campbell, an ex-felon, did not have a gun permit himself, he told deputies. Campbell then stated he didn't think anything of the weapon, he just grabbed the bag, the sheriff's report said. The situation escalated, of course. Campbell got agitated and pulled out the plastic bag with the unknown contents. One deputy grabbed Campbell's left arm and somehow with his right hand, Campbell pulled out the bag. A struggle with deputies ensued and Campbell put the bag in his mouth. Deputies ordered him to spit it out. Campbell kept pushing and pulling. And one deputy said he had his hand around Campbell's neck and then held onto Campbell's head to keep him from escaping and swallowing whatever was in the bag. But Campbell still swallowed it anyway. He was taken to the emergency room to make sure he was okay and then transported to jail. Authorities found leftover chalky white substance on the ground where the fight happened and collected it as evidence to analyze it. The initial report didn't reveal their findings and no additional information was immediately available from the sheriff's office. The white canopy has been fully installed. It's not a chalky white substance, this one, but the white canopy has been installed above Tron Lights Echo Run at Magic Kingdom. Canopy is made of strips of white pulled taut and secured over a framework. On the ground, wooden walls are coming together nicely for a second walkway that will go under the coaster. The Walt Disney World Railroad will go through a tunnel under the coaster as well. And though the canopy is complete, there is still a long way to go before construction is completed. It is again not expected the coaster will open until at least the end of the year or even spring of 2023. The new Connections Eatery is now open at Epcot a couple days ahead of the official grand opening, so we went on over to check it out. You can join us for a review. Both there's one on the website. There's also a video review here where we try every single exclusive menu item. And you could feel, you could hear about what Jake and I think of Chick-fil-A. It's very exciting. Check out the video. A lot of work went into that. It's right here on the channel. The new exterior lighting of the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion, home to Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, has debuted at Epcot. Disney Parks also shared a video of the lighting in action on their Instagram, which you're looking at now. Let us know in the comments what you think. Does it look good? I don't know. I think it looks good. A new white Luxe Collection hoodie has debuted for the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. The newest addition of the collection features the 50th anniversary logo embroidered on the front breast. The bottom half of the sleeves is patterned with two anniversary logos. It has a large pocket on the front, which shares the same pattern as the sleeves. Found it first in the Creation Shop at Epcot for $74.99. Disney has revealed a first look at Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond, opening this summer at Disney's Animal Kingdom. This is the first time that Disney has said it will be a completely new show. You may remember that in an attempt to discredit WWNT.com, they said it was a reimagining originally, but in the video they released, they certainly said it's a whole new show. They are tweaking Finding Nemo the musical. They're bringing back some of the puppets and some of the music in some cases, but they have revealed the show will be considerably shorter. It'll be only 25 minutes long, and they do seem to indicate in this preview that it will be heavily projection-based since they'll have less performers. Some will just appear as projections on the wall because this is what we get from Disney now. The new show takes place in the timeline of Finding Dory at the Marine Life Institute. You see some of that in the preview as well. But again, shorter show, less performers, more projections, and Disney finally admitting it's basically a new show. So, you know, go off in the comments. I know you're going to. I'm not happy about it. I think Finding Nemo the Musical was a wonderful show. It's a real shame this has been done. It's a shame that many of those talented performers aren't being brought back either. National Geographic is now filming the second season of the beloved Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom, an original Disney Plus series. Instagram user The Dak Guy shared a photo of his story in his stories of a film crew at Animal Kingdom on April 23rd. The series is produced by National Geographic, and the first season was narrated by Josh Gad. It gives viewers an all-encompassing backstage pass to explore the magic behind two of the world's most beloved animal experiences, both Animal Kingdom and the Seas, with Nemo and friends at Epcot. Disney's Magnolia Golf Course will be dropping down to just 9 holes instead of 18 for a short period starting next week, but then the entire course will be unavailable for an extended period due to ongoing construction on World Drive near the Transportation and Ticket Center. Quote, please note, during the dates of April 28, 2022 and May 8, 2022, only holes 1 through 9 will be available for play, and beginning on May 9th, Disney's Magnolia Golf Course will be closed indefinitely for a major renovation project. We recommend that you play at either Disney's Palm or Disney's Lake Buena Vista Golf Course during this time frame as we prepare Disney's Magnolia Golf Course for your future enjoyment. We apologize for any inconvenience caused by the temporary closure of the golf course and look forward to welcoming you back to the newly reimagined Magnolia later this year. Disney Vacation Club members and their guests will soon be able to once again take in the stunning views from the Top of the World Lounge at Bay Lake Tower. Disney Vacation Club has revealed in an email to members that the lounge will be reopening soon with a reimagined look. As of writing of the article, no official opening date has been revealed. Known for its great views of the Magic Kingdom, the lounge was previously open to DVC members to watch the New Year's Eve fireworks last December, but it hasn't been open on its full capacity for quite some time. I do worry about that menu being cut down because there was some really good stuff up there before, including that seven-layer cake, which has since moved down to Steakhouse 71. But, I mean, I guess you can get it there now. A South Carolina teenager who was the suspect in a double homicide was arrested at Disney World last month, record show. Authorities caught 17-year-old Dewan Marty Smith at Disney's Port Orleans Resort Riverside around 7:30 p.m. on March 11th, according to a newly released incident report from the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Smith, who is from Ladson, South Carolina, was taken to the Orange County Juvenile Assessment Center without any problems. He was transported back to South Carolina, where he awaits trial over charges stemming from an incident where he's accused of shooting and killing two teenagers in the parking lot outside a public library on March 2nd. It has been a rough week at Port Orleans Riverside, man. This was the same week in March as that case where the housekeeping crew stole money from guests in that sting operation. So it's been, that had to be quite the week at Port Orleans. As Avengers Campus continues to be assembled at Walt Disney Studios Park in Paris, they revealed new details about the landscaping that'll be seen around the land. Bringing new life to the 40s Stark facility and transforming it into the highly anticipated Avengers Campus opening this summer not only involves repurposing industrial-era buildings and developing new technologies, vegetation also has a starring role, and the green plan for the campus is rooted in its creative concept since landscaping has been a key priority of the creative team from day one. And of course, if you've ever been to this park before Avengers Campus was built, you know this was kind of a real sterile area. It kind of looked like a parking lot. And so it is a big deal to see all these trees and flowers and all of these things come into place. And in fact, there will be over 40 species of different plants that will be planted throughout the land. And some will even represent the colors of Spider-Man, those reds and blues of his costume you see there. So this is great. This park could use some landscaping. It is a really sterile park, Walt Disney Studios. And so it'll be nice to see some lush greenery in the midst of all this. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, make sure you hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of this show. Also, don't miss our new series of Timekeeping, where we're exploring the history, the backstory, the creation, and the details of Disneyland Paris, which is, of course, one of the most detailed parks Imagineering has ever created. So please watch Timekeeping. We have two episodes out already. Episode 3 will focus on Main Street USA, and we will talk about all of the backstories and details and amazing things that Imagineers put into that land on this episode, so make sure you catch that. You can also support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Disney Entertainment News Today from WDW News Today. I'm Rob Whiteside from WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney entertainment stories.
For the latest in Disney entertainment news, watch Disney Entertainment News Today, hosted by Rob Whiteside. From movies and series news to stage shows, books, video games, and more, new episodes drop every Tuesday on Unplanned Downtime.
Thank you.